We're ready now for a little hot J2J action.
Wonderful.
Here's the setup. They've come out with, at Forbes.com, mm-hmm. a list of the richest fictional characters.
You'll never guess who has come in first.
Not a Jew.
No.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, and they really haven't put a number on it, which I find a little distressing. We can, of course, ask the reporter who put that together why that would be.
Now, as I go through the list, I just wanted to quickly point out the, I believe, to be Gentiles and Jews.
Hmm.
Daddy Warbucks, I believe, a Jew. Richie Rich.
Well, no, I'm not sure. Perhaps.
Richie Rich, Gentile.
No, I basically say Jew.
Okay, we can discuss
this with
him. Based
on my buddy Rich was a Jew.
Ah. Lex Luthor, a Jew. C. Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
You don't get more waspy than that.
Not a Jew. Scrooge McDuck.
I am a Scottish gentleman.
Not a Jew. Mm. Jed Clampett. Not a Jew.
No.
Bruce Wayne.
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. No. Bad man. Thurston Howell III.
Once again, another
not
wasp.
A Jew.
Yes, yes.
Willy Wonka.
Wonka. I believe so, yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Arthur Bach. Of course, Arthur from the movie Arthur.
I think Arthur Bach was...
not a Jew.
You don't think
not
so?
A, Dudley Moore. He had the whole accent.
Character I'm talking about. I'm
Ebenezer sure. Scrooge.
No.
Not a Jew.
No, no.
Lara Croft.
Yeah, the Crafts. You know, I'm not sure. Croft.
Laura Croft.
Sid and Marty Croft. I think you'd have to go with Jim.
Cruella DeVille.
No.
I disagree. And finally, someone named Lucius Malfoy.
Malfoy?
From Harold Potter.
I don't think so.
Let's call the fellow now. Yes. And Buzz, if you'll be ready.
Absolutely.
Robbie, he's ready for our phone call, right?
Yes, David.
Beautiful.
Ewald.
David
Thank you,
Ewald.
Rob Stein.
David Ewald is the man's name.
Very good.
From Forbes.com.
We just went through the characters, fictional characters that are worth, in fictional money, a tremendous amount of money.
Right. So now let's get ready and...
David Ewald.
Buzz, go ahead.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Jew to Jew with your host, Dr. Donald Goldstein, and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. Now, here are the hosts of Jew to Jew.
Good afternoon.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hello, and happy Chanukah. We are joined today by Dave Ewald.
Where's your introduction? I thought you were going to do the introduction.
Forbes.com.
You are?
He just did it. I am Donald Goldman.
Goldstein.
Goldstein. I am Donald Goldstein. I always ask you to write these down for me.
And I am Michael Goodman, attorney at law. You're listening to our program, and we're discussing fictional characters.
I'm the doctor. That's all I know. I'm the Jewish doctor.
Yes, you're Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And we're joined by David Ewald, reporter for Forbes.com. Welcome to Jew to Jew. Happy holidays.
Hello, David.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Donald. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on the show.
We have your list of the Forbes 15 richest fictional characters. Listen, we are looking at the list, and here's where we have the problem. Don't see too many Jews on the list. I figure Willy Wonka. I'll give it. Now, I think Lex Luthor, but that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And then that's then after that, I think the list dries up. But you say that Santa Claus has infinity dollars. Is that right, David?
Well, the logic is that Santa brings these toys around all over the world every year. He's got to have pretty much an unlimited supply of money to do that. And you're right, Santa Claus is commonly associated with the Christian holidays.
That's right. So what about Daddy Warbucks? And now, would he be Jewish from Annie?
You know, I haven't spoken to Daddy about that. I couldn't say one way or the other.
You have his worth at $27.3 billion. I'm curious if you can tell me, David, where does the .3 come into play?
Well, you know, we want to be very exact about this. And this
of course,
and
I admire that.
This number comes from a very careful examination of Daddy Warbucks' book.
Yes.
.3, that's very important to my patients. This is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And first, I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
First point, find out where it hurts. Second point, come into the office. Third point, let's sit you down. and let's get the operation.
Why
that
are you doing
need.
A commercial? I didn't realize that this was commercial. The way we're interviewing a very prominent reporter.
Let me just ask.
Got a very interesting seasonal article. That,
David, may I ask you a question?
What
a personal
doing right
question.
Now, why were you giving a commercial for your practice?
May I ask?
Were you actually giving a commercial for your practice?
Fourth point. Pay as you exit.
Yes, well,
it's
that,
a four-point plan.
Well, now that you've explained how your billing works, I don't understand why you're doing this during this segment.
David,
I apologize.
David, are you a married man?
I am not.
You are not. Do you have
a special...
I don't
know why you've taken this opportunity to...
Do you have a special woman in your life?
I do.
Have you thought about giving her the gift of bigger breasts this year? It's what I do.
Why are you doing a commercial?
I didn't realize you were a plastic surgeon.
He's a plastic. Well, that can be argued.
I am a doctor.
That can be argued.
Oh, all right. Excuse me, what is that I hear? Oh, it's an ambulance. Shouldn't you be out chasing it like a dog?
At least I'm not using the forum of this program to do a commercial for my business. And if you'd like that, I could. If you'd like to give me the opportunity, if you feel that you've been a victim of malpractice, please contact me. Michael Goodman, attorney at law, and I'm sure we could discuss our fee structure. At my practice, the credit card machine is tastefully inconspicuous.
Well, you know, there are a number of people on this list who have had legal problems, so maybe you should be talking to them.
What about Richie Rich? We were discussing him.
Yes, you have him at $17 billion, David. Where does that come from?
He's a boy. And incidentally, circumcised or not, Richie Rich, what do you think?
I couldn't say one way or the other.
I suppose you'd have to really do a sequel to the movie.
You'd have to take off those blue shorts.
Yes, yes.
Isn't it funny that
David
has
captured the spirit of the program,
Isn't
obviously.
Isn't it funny you remembered he had blue shorts? Wasn't it that Macaulay Culkin fellow?
Yes, it was Macaulay Culkin who later was married and was involved with Michael Jackson, and there's still no definitive word on exactly what was going on there. It was sorted. The whole thing was sorted.
You're listening to Jew to Jew. Hello, this is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law. We're speaking with David Ewald. Ewald. Is it Ewald or Ewald? David?
Ewald.
Ewald, a reporter for Forbes.com.
We're looking at a list of the 15 richest fictional characters, and we're sad to say that we don't see many Jews on this list.
And I have to tell you something, David. I'd like your response to this. I think, really, technically, if we were going to be technical, I would have to sue Clause for breaking and entering. Wouldn't that be accurate?
I think you're right. I think if you leave the back door open or maybe the flue on your chimney, you're probably asking for it. But
I believe that if I had a chance to sit down with Kringle,
yes,
the first thing I would say to him is there's being jolly, and then there's being fat, and then there's being terribly obese.
Oh, you're trying to sell your liposuction again.
That's right. I
can't believe this. Why are you doing this?
I offer St. Nick liposuction.
During the holidays, this has been a nonstop commercial for your practice.
I've offered this to him at a limited cost.
David,
I
apologize. This is not what we do.
Going through the list.
You may have a point. It could be easier to get around the globe and deliver all those presents maybe if you had that gas bypass.
David, don't play into his hands.
What about Lex Luthor from the Superman comics? You have him as the fourth richest fictional character.
$10.1 billion.
First, where does Lex get his money from? And second, is he a Jew?
Lex is a technology magnate. He invented things like the personal jetpack, the robot guard dog.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Were they all patented?
Oh, absolutely. He owns all those patents.
Was he represented by anybody?
You know, you probably should check with him. You know, it never hurts to have more representation.
Thank you. And I really think that in this time of need during the holidays, everyone should realize that don't go into a contractual situation without the proper kind of representation. We are trained professionals at Goodman & Associates, and I really think it's important for everyone.
You're just being awful now.
Why am I being awful?
You know, if we're really thinking about people, let's think about the people out on the roads right now.
All I know is if I had that kind of money, Lex Luthor money, I'd relocate to Miami.
Can I
tell
you?
In a heartbeat.
I can't tell you how many people look in the mirror and say, "Dear Santa, all I would like for Christmas is to have a little lift to my eyes."
Do you know what I'm going to do?
Is there a doctor
out there? I'm going
to
play into your hands right now.
Yes?
I'm going to ask our David Ewald.
From Forbes.com.
I'm going to say, David, of this list of 15 that I look at here with all the money.
Santa Claus.
Who would be the most likely one to have had plastic surgery?
Oh, I would have to say Cruella De Vil.
Cruella De Vil. Yes, the Dalmatians, the little dog.
Let me turn this around for you.
All right.
Of this list of the 15 richest fictional characters, who would be the most likely to file a lawsuit, a slanderous lawsuit that does nothing but tie up our courts?
Oh, I think probably C. Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons.
C. Montgomery Burns, yes, a very, very bitter man. But it doesn't always tie up the court. Sometimes it's the only way of really getting satisfaction in a dispute. And whether it's me or my partners, Ephraim Goldstein, Lime Wand, Gray, always a square deal. I'd like to point that out to everyone. Thank you.
I've got my new male nurse, Spiewak, and he's fantastic. He's got steady hands.
Very good hands. I've met him. He's a very nice young man.
Now,
very comes from a very good family.
We were having one other discussion about number 11 on your list, Arthur, from the hit movie Arthur. You say he's worth $2 billion. Arthur, a Jew or Gentile?
I don't know. I think Bach sounds like it could be a Jewish name.
I think so. Well, let's go with that. All right? I think we'll accept it. Shall we? But why are you making a face?
I'm not making
because Dudley Moore, the actor, was
he's British.
Yeah, but you don't know. In my middle school,
he's British.
They
called
me Square Deal Goodman.
You don't hear Square Deal.
David, was this a difficult list to compile? Did it require a lot of man hours for you at the magazine?
These lists are very labor intensive. It's hard to get these celebrities to talk about their.
Did
money
you get too. Overtime?
Did you?
No, but maybe you could represent me in
did
that.
You type?
I would be happy to.
Did
I've
you?
Certainly I've represented many workers.
Did you type the list yourself?
I do type, and you know, my.
Do you suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome?
Yes, you know, people don't realize that office workers are as entitled to workman's compensation as any other workers. You don't simply have to be a stevedore on the dock loading, you know, pallets of concrete to.
Now, there's no need to talk like that about and women who keep America
working. I am
working.
Not putting them down. What I'm
yes,
saying is someone in an office who sits all day typing could also suffer very debilitating injuries that would not allow them to perform their duties adequately.
Why did you make this list of fake people and fake money for
Excellent
Forbes
question.
Magazine?
Now
that'll
back
be my
on
final top. Question for you, David.
David, why? Why the list?
Well, Forbes is famous for the list that we do of the 400 richest Americans and the world's billionaires.
I worship that list, incidentally.
So this is kind of a chance for us to make fun of ourselves. But it also, I mean, we have a culture that we really pay a lot of attention to these fictional characters. We sort of live in these fantasy worlds, and it's a cool way to kind of compare these different fantastic realities and the people who live in them.
That's wonderful. Incidentally, I will represent a stevedore pro bono once every 6 years. David?
Yes.
Are you still with us? Listen, let's start seeking time and three quarters, but settle for time and a half. What do you think?
I think we should definitely talk after the show is over. I think you can.
I want to mention
you're a wonderful man.
Once again, what I will be doing with my practice
This is a good thing. This is the good. This is what we like to emphasize on the show. Tell them about what your plan is.
What I'm going to be doing.
It's a wonderful little plan.
I'm going to be driving into some of the middle-class neighborhoods.
With your giant RV that's got all the equipment on it?
And I'm going to find a woman, a housefrau, if you will, soccer mom.
This actually brought tears to my eyes.
And
David,
what I'm going to do is say to her, how would you like for Christmas the Botox, the lift, the peel, the separation.
And a full augmentation, is that correct?
Full augmentation.
Wow. No one is doing augmentation for the homeless. No one is doing that. And you're a trailblazer, and I doff my cap to you.
There are others in my field, doctors. I'm Dr. Donald Goldstein. There are others who work in soup kitchens. They feel that does the job. What I like doing is finding an old, dirty woman who's living outside in a grocery cart. And I like saying to her, darling, wouldn't you want to have beautiful size 36 perfect breasts?
And who wouldn't? And then they're on their way, pushing their shopping carts, but looking better than they've ever looked. And
that's
I think
what I give back.
You're to be congratulated. Mm-hmm. And David, you're guilty of being a fine guest. A mitzvah
Thank
to you.
Thank you very much. You gentlemen really exemplify the holiday spirit.
And let
Thank
me finally
so much.
Say that I have diagnosed you. You have a terminal case of being charming.
Wonderful man, and a wonderful representative of all the people at Forbes magazine and Forbes.com. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to you, too. Shalom.
Now that you've been on the show, would there be any way that we could get a complimentary subscription to your magazine? I'd love to have mine in my office.
I think we can get you several. You can have them sitting there in the waiting room.
Oh, wonderful.
Let's give him a round of applause. Wonderful. That's incredible generosity. And I haven't come up with my holiday plan. I simply will be writing a check to the community center like I do every year. $25. Thank you. And thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show, Dave.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Eight crazy nights.
Yes.
I love that with Adam Sandler. You know, I did work on his mother.
Yes. Really? And no one knew.
On Mama Sandler.
No one knew. She was unrecognizable.
Just I didn't
little,
know.
A little nip.
Transformation.
A little talk.
I do admire your work. You've done some great things, and I salute you for taking the plastic surgery RV into the worst neighborhoods. And working on people.
That's what I do.
I'll figure something out next year. It's been not the best of years, as you know. We won't go into details, but at Goodman and Associates, we have not exactly had the best of years. And occasionally you have lean times. Uh-huh. And I'm certainly not going to suffer.
It's malpractice, my friend.
I understand.
It's malpractice.
This is true. Why? I tell people all the time, I say, really, bad doctors are just like bad mechanics. We can find them.
Uh-huh.
Find them. Please.
Thank you for being on our show.
Is he gone?
I'm still enjoying the show.
David,
let me put you on hold.
Me on hold for the next couple hours.
Put you on hold for just a moment. We got a break, and we'll be right back.